I'm Martha Woodruff. Harrison Berg's Wiley Kessner graduated from Yale with a BA in studio art. However, after working for an extended time in China as a translator, he fell in love with computer programming's potential to change the world. So what was it about computer programming that attracted an artist?
If I were a painter, I would paint.
You, 10 years ago, were a young innocent heading off to Yale to major in art, right?
That's right.
In studio art.
Oil painting.
In oil painting. What is the connection between the Wiley Kessner who's painting away in oils and Wiley Kessner computer programmer?
They're both making something.
Okay.
They're both creative endeavors. That's kind of how I look at it.
All right. I think we all get what's creative about oil painting, or think we get it. But I think very few of us understand the creativity involved in computer programming.
Well, both things actually have technical aspects. And to express yourself creatively in either medium, you have to have a certain degree of technical mastery. But, you know, the thing that drives you to do either is to solve a problem or to express something. In the case of computer programs, I mean, I can take my first iPhone program as an example. I love eating Chinese food, and when I lived in China, I loved showing people around China. But I couldn't be sort of a food guide for everyone, and so the first iPhone program that I ever wrote was basically, I was excited about sharing my love of Chinese food with as many people as I could, and I thought it was a wonderful medium to do that. So if you're a traveler to China, instead of having me as your guide, you could pull your iPhone out of your pocket, and you could browse through pictures of dishes, and you could use it as a sort of pocket translator to communicate with your waiter.
Is this app still available?
It is, yes.
It is, okay. You left oil painting and went to this. Why?
Well, there was actually a gap in between the two, and that gap was filled with learning the Chinese language, the only second language I speak, and it was just an absolutely transformative experience.
Why is that?
It took everything that I knew in the world, everything that had a name, and doubled it.
Well, then here you are in China now, fluent in Chinese, and something tells you to start designing computer software.
So how it happened was a coincidence. I was a translator at a hospital in China.
Mm-hmm.
And the general manager of the hospital told me about another company he was starting, and he asked me if I'd be interested in joining it. And the company taught languages over the internet. So I was brought on as sort of a language expert, or as a Chinese, specifically a Chinese-English language pair expert. And I quickly realized this was a technical startup. I had sort of a decent technical background. I'd done a little bit of computer programming in high school. But I sort of quickly realized that, I was one of the more technically competent people in the startup. And my job description started to drift from purely academic to sort of more and more technical. And, 18 months later, I was managing a team of 10 programmers making this sort of complex piece of software that in the end was a complete failure. There was sort of an amusing anecdote which bridges kind of how I went from manager to actual programmer.
Uh-huh.
I was managing this team of about 10 software developers, but I myself was not a software developer. And I was doing so in my second language, which was Mandarin, and I'd lived in China at that point for about 5 years. Being moderately technical, I thought I was doing pretty well, and I thought maybe I would want to make a career out of managing. I loved using software. I loved creating it. And I thought, well, I really want to be involved with this, but I think programming is really hard. So maybe my way in is, I'll work for Microsoft or some other major U.S. company in China as kind of a manager who manages the process of making the software but doesn't actually make it themselves. And I had a real revelation.
What?
so a friend recommended me for a job at Google. And, you know, of course, you know, Google's an amazing company and they've done incredible things with technology. And I got it into my head for some delusional reason that this might work, you know, that this could happen. And so through a process that I don't entirely understand myself, you know, I discovered myself having lunch in the Googleplex in Beijing with you know, sort of a sub VP level, you know, director of software development, and I, you know, I'd known about this meeting for a month, and I was extremely nervous, and I'd done many sort of mock interviews with friends, and done a lot of preparation for this interview, and the guy sitting across from me, he says, "Okay, you know, tell me about what you do," and I'm like, "Blah blah blah," and he's like, "Oh, I got to stop you there." He's like, "How many lines of code?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not a technical person." And then the temperature in the room changed, and sort of I see like the wheels turning behind his head, and I don't know if he used the word terrible mistake or not, but there had been one, and he explained to me in very easy to understand terms that no one got a job at Google, including the administrative assistants, without a bachelor's degree in computer science. And he was the only exception to this rule. He had a bachelor's in economics or something like that. And it had taken a unanimous vote of 14 Google vice presidents to give him his then position. And it was at that moment when I decided, yeah, you know, I really do love software, but this guy knows what he's talking about. And I think to make really good software, you've got to be able to make it yourself. And that's kind of how I came to that realization and started down the career path that led me to where I am now as a software developer.
We heart revelations, don't we?
That was a hard one. That was a really hard one. But yeah, it was wonderful in retrospect. It was a life-changing event.
So you are a creative person. You have a BA in studio art, and you are highly involved in the practical in your career. And this is a show about creativity. Can you connect those dots for me, please?
I mean, you know, I'm standing on one side of a chasm, and I need to get to the other. And all I have is a piece of rope and some planks of wood or something like that. And you got to get creative to get from point A to point B. And that's how I would connect those dots. Sort of seeing a real need out in the world, having some problem to solve, and then taking the means at your disposal and solving them.
Wiley Kestner, thank you so much.
Thank you, Martha.